Since Baruch Hashem is such a wonderful Choshev Tzibur, I would like to ask something before the shir, and that is, usually I do when I speak in Yachai Kala, Shailis and Pilpulim, I would love to hear Mitzvah Hashem afterwards, because sometimes a lot of time will go on talking and learning. If someone has a question, answer an argument, and svaris and beautiful. But this way, a lot of other people don't really understand where's the question. People on the side don't understand. So time is lost. We're able to accomplish a lot. So all the beautiful question answers svaris, Bli Nedim Hashem, are waiting afterwards to hear everything. Bli Nedim Hashem. Only if something is not clear. Otherwise, so it's kedai afterwards, so we are able to stick in as much as we could b'siyayta d'shmaya. The shir we're going to speak about now, b'siyayta d'shmaya, is delicate. Why is it delicate? Because the sugya is a sugya which has differences and different hechsherim all over the world, and the sugyas I'm going to speak now. And therefore, it's important for us to be malaben b'siyayta d'shmaya, what comes out in order to understand a mahalich of some of the great echshayim and some of the great poskim. Okay, so first of all, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai got together and decided you can't drink goyish wine. The same thing also goes that you can't drink Jewish wine which the goyim touch. Why? If you get close with wine, before you know it, you shouldn't get married to a goya. Plus, later stage, also at some point, they shouldn't become ovdei avodah zarah. Chazal said, keep away from goyish wine. Someone shouldn't even understand, that means, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai taught us, not only you cannot drink the wine, but also you cannot enjoy the wine. Now, the question is, in the time of the Tosfos, they saw there are those who are not careful about not enjoying the wine. They make business with the wine or other enjoyments. They would not drink goyish wine, but they would, yes, have hana. And the Rishonim were bothered. Why? So Tosfos gives a limud zchus. Says Tosfos, the reason why? Because the time of the earlier generations, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, there's a bunch of goyim, nebach. They would put the hand inside the wet wine. Unbelievable. Flip around with the wine. And we menasech l'avodah zarah, the kovas l'avodah zarah. Verdik. No. So a bunch of mishagayim, flipping around at l'avodah zarah. Masha'enk in the time of Tosfos, you don't see these people doing this anymore. Mimela, there's no chashash avodah zarah. When does chashash avodah zarah is Yisrael? No, there's no chashash avodah zarah because people don't do it anymore. It's a very small minority that does this. If so, So there's no Yisra Hano because they don't do that for the Zorah business anymore. That's Taisit. Aber, Taisit realizes it's a limud zchus and it's not stark enough. Taisit finishes off, Hamachmir, Tavoy Olam Bracha. They understand a beautiful limud zchus, because time that Taisit, not too many people flip around the wine for the Zorah, but Taisit is saying it's only Hamachmir Tavoy Olam Bracha. It's a limud zchus, a het omir yikra adin, but you should know it's better to be Machmir to keep away from Hano, even in time of Taisit. Almost all the Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. We find three reasons why other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos and holds also in our times the Isur, also Isur Hana, and also Isur Achila by wine. One reason we see in the Ritva, says the Ritva, do you think always the world was insane? Who puts his dirty fingers inside the wet wine and flips around over there? You know what I mean? So says the Ritva, never there was too many were doing this. Always a small minority. Still Chazal Asard. According to this, also now, there's not too many people doing it. So what? Tosfos understood that once there was a lot of people doing it. Now that you don't have a lot of people doing it, Shvimotabana, says the Ritva also. What do you mean? Also, time Chazal, you didn't have too many people that were doing this. And still Chazal asked her, they wanted to make it similar to Yain Shel Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's one reason. Another reason, says the Rosh. Do you realize, says the Rosh, all over Shas, we know, when Chazal made the Isur D'Rabbanan, Chazal says, Osir, even when the reasoning Chazal gave for the Isur D'Rabbanan, the reasoning was gone, but still, the Isur stays. Do you know how many Isur D'Rabbanan we don't have nowadays a reason? The reason Chazal gave, we don't have nowadays in a lot of things. And still, Chazal said, once Chazal said, Osir, it's Osir, you don't care what the reasoning is, whether it exists or not. All of the Shas, we find this. Until you find a Beis Din that's bigger than the Chazal that said that it's Osir, and say, we're stronger than them, we're bigger than them, we can knock out that Gzeira. Until you have a Beis Din, a Gol Memenu B'chochem of Amin, and they can knock out the original Gzeira, the Gzeira stays, even though they don't have the reasoning. It seems all of a Shas. Says the Rosh, so what's Taisa saying? Because in the time of Chazal, Taisa understands a lot of people are a bit of a Zohar, and flipping around the wine, Atikov is a bit of a Zohar, and now we don't have that. But all of a Shas, we know the Klal is, even if the reasoning is not there anymore, so what? But still, the Isur Rabbanu stays. It's all over. Do you play musical instruments on Shabbos? No. Why? Because in the time of Chazal, they used to know how to fix the musical instruments. Do you know how to fix musical instruments? No. And still, it stays Aser. So you see, a lot of examples, as Taisus and Beitza, Hey, I'm a Dalef, Afal Pisha Bot Latam, Loi Bot Latakono. If so, it should be Aser, even when you don't have Oivda for dessert flipping. Once Chazal said Osabana, it should stay Osabana. That's the second reason why to disagree with Taisus and say also now the Osabana. A third reason we see in the Rashba, at the Minig Amadinis, Als Minig, Jews are so careful about this, the Yain Nesach business. The Am Yisrael, different nations all over the world, Jews try to keep away from Yain Nesach, also from drinking, also from enjoying. As Minig should assert. So three reasons. One is because the Kantad Ritva never was a lot of people flipping around the wine. According to the Rosh, the reason is Afal Pi Shabbat La'atam, the reason is gone, but the Isur stays. Third reason is Mitzad the Minig Yisrael to keep away from the Hanu. L'halocha l'maise, Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rav Yishonim. That what? That like the Rambam also says also bano. Most Yishonim says also bano. Also bano. Also nowadays there are most of Ashkenazim. If you have a hefsid, you're allowed to be makel and make business with it or whatever kind of hano, just not to drink. Now, what does it mean hefsid? What does the hefsid mean? 1 penny, 2 pennies, $1 million, what's called the hefsid? Says the Pischei Tshuva Neches Treifis, Simen Lamed Aleph, a hefsid is according to your pocket. If someone's extremely rich, until it's a big amount of money, he's not going to feel it, he's not going to feel the knack, he's not going to feel a bang against him, because it doesn't mean so much. Another $100, less $100, he doesn't feel that in his pocket, so it's not called a hefsid yet. Someone that's poor, Rabbi Slanka Fisher, the Abbeis in Yerushalayim, told me, and says in the poiskim, some avreichim, if you have a shayla and a blitzstop on an egg, one egg has a red blot, you're not sure it's red, it's brown, you have to throw away the egg or not. Some avreichim, he tells me, a song of Fisher, you look at it like a hefset for them. How do you like that? There's big differences one to another. So, in a case that there is a hefset, so Ashkenazim are mekel, behana, Sfaradim says darki tshuva, no. Sfaradim, like the Gol Shulchan Aruch, also ba'ano. Ashkenazim, if they have a hefsed, according to his packet, according that's too hard for him to hold out, it's going to give such a big loss, Ashkenazi has a heter. Number one. Number two. This, I'm going to say now, is a thing that you should know. The big Asherim are tumulting about what I'm going to say now. But since open Rishonim, like one side, I'm not going to go into it, just bring only what says the Rishonim. There's a suga called the suga Bastiha. What is a Bastiha? Bastiha is like this. In the time of Chazal, they used to have a barrel full of wine. They used to make a hole on the roof of the barrel of wine. And they're specialists. Used to be Rabbonim even. Used to be specialists. They could tell, is this wine going to be delicious or is it going to be rotten soon? How could they tell? How do they do it? They put the nose on the hole, on top of the roof of the barrel, they put the nose, and they could tell by smell, or they'll put the mouth on it. There's no steam. It's a cold barrel. There's no steam. Putting the mouth on the hole, and they could tell the taste is on the way to getting spoiled, or is on the way to being even more delicious. Look at that. So, they could tell the taste, a good taste or a bad taste. And by this, they used to say, is it a good barrel and is it a good barrel of wine or not? People said, pay them for this job. The shayla is the Rishonim ask, haray we know, Ziso Hano, time of Chazal, for sure, Ziso Hano. As the Rishonim, who let him put his mouth or his nose on top of the wine and have a delicious taste of a delicious wine, or might be delicious wine? How's that put his mouth or his nose? Enjoy it. Ziso Hano, how's he allowed to do it? He wants to be paid to see, is it a good, delicious wine or not? What are you enjoying? Why are you allowed to enjoy? Three mehalchim ad rishonim. And based on this, what we're going to speak about, Bezos Hashem, we'll see, you have no raya from this Gemara to have any kulos of any kind when you see what it says in rishonim. Choices says, do you know why it's mutter put his mouth and feel that taste? Says Toysis, because inside of it there was such a powerful, powerful taste, such a powerful smell. When you put your nose or your mouth and that hole, you feel a bang, you feel a wow. You don't feel enjoyment. It's so strong, that taste. All of a sudden comes out a real strong, winey taste in your nose and your mouth. You didn't like it. So there was no hano. You had no enjoyment. It just wasn't geschmack. So what are you asking? How can you have hano? There is no hano. You just feel you got banged in your mouth and your nose. You didn't enjoy it at all. If so, therefore it's mutter. There's no hano. That's Taisis. I'll tell you the truth. Taisis is not brought la halacha. So let's go weiter. The other two mehalchim. Taisis naf yud bey is naf yud zohar. Says a mahalach, and if you were showing themselves in Samech Vov, the same mahalach, what do they say? They say, listen, if the wine is made to enjoy the smell, if the wine is made in order to enjoy its smell, that's what it's made for. This kind of a smell is osavahna. But if it's made to drink, wine is made to drink, you're putting your nose in your mouth to feel the taste because you want to say, on the way to be spoiled, it's a way to be delicious. It wasn't made for that. You have a heter. It's not Isa Hano, which is Usr. What does he mean? I think he means like the Flacy. The Flacy says the Isa enjoyment of a feeling a smell, a feeling a taste, is Isa Drabonon. It's not like drinking. Drinking is Isa Diraisa. Feeling a smell of with your mouth, there's nothing there. There's no steam. There's nothing there. It's only some kind of a Dakas dikas smell or a taste of some kind. This is only Yisud Rabbanon. Once only Yisud Rabbanon, this taste says Nafiyud Beis, that if it's Yisud Rabbanon, and when you have Yisud Rabbanon, but it's not made for that Hano. Chazal did not make a Yisud Rabbanon and the smell or the slight feeling of a taste, unless it was made that you should enjoy the smell or the taste. If it wasn't manufactured in order to feel this taste and the smell, if it was made for that, Mutter. If it's made for that, it's Aser. This mehalach is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Another mehalach, which the Taz and a lot of Achronim also bring, the mehalach of the Rashba and the Ritva, and a lot of Rishonim go to another mehalach. It matters, do you have kavana to enjoy, or you just want to find out, is the barrel good or it's not good? You want to find out something about the barrel, and you're trying to enjoy it. If you have kavana, ooh, hareini mechaven l'shem to enjoy myself, okay, so that's called Hana. If you're not doing it l'shem, I want to enjoy. I have kavan, I want to enjoy. I just want to see the barrels have on the way to be spoiled or not. That is not called a Hana. That I am allowed to. It's only Yisud Rabbanon, and this is Rabbanon and Tassah. It says, Halacha L'maaseh. We see two svaras brought in a lot of poskim, each one of the two svaras. Either when you have kavanah to have Hana, it's Aser. When you don't have kavanah for Hana, it has no chashivas, no importance, and it's not no Yisr. Another mahalach is, why was it manufactured? Was it manufactured in order that you should have this hana of the smell? Or was it manufactured only for taste and not for this? Both these svaras are brought l'halacha. Based on all this, let's see the things that we have nowadays. We see a lot of people all over the world smoking what's called electric cigarettes. And is it healthy? I'm not a doctor. But I saw different write-ups that they say it's not as bad as the old cigarettes, but they say it's still extremely not healthy. That's what they say. Okay, that's not what I'm going to speak about now. But except for the health and not health, there's another thing. Also, I heard it's so not for yeshiva boys. It's really a bit of shaming to speak about it, but I know there's a lot of boys all over the world that take this. Hookers, nargila, I heard a lot of boys love the world have these things. It's so not teradik. It's so not matim. But since boys do it, and usually without a heksher, does it need a heksher? Do you need a heksher for these things? Everyone's used to smoking cigarettes without a heksher. Pesach, some, you know, but smoking? What about electric cigarettes? What about the hookies? Well, so some want to bring a proof from Bastiha. Look, you're allowed to put your mouth or your nose on the top of the barrel and feel the little bit of a taste. They wanted to bring a proof. look, just like there you're allowed to feel the taste on top of the barrel, also on these kind of things you can feel a slight taste. What? Beautiful. Just a minute. Great. Beautiful. The truth is, though, we just saw in Rishonim, either because so powerful you have no hano, wasn't manufactured for the hano, and you have, but here you do, it is manufactured, and you have kavanah to enjoy. That's why they do it. What is it made out of? I spoke to one of the big rabbis in OU. I'm very close with him. To please look into facts and these hooky things, what's it made out of? He took him a while all over the world, India, all over. He came back to me. He tells me, it's shachiach me'od, that it's made out of goyashe wine or goyashe chelev, which is also asa bachil, asa banah. It's full of, a lot of times they have goyashe wine or goyashe chelev. That's what he found out after great looking into it tremendously all over the world. And it comes from the Arabs. It doesn't have a hechsher, the you know, not the chaylev, not the wine, you know. So if so, just a minute, it's very shechich to have goyish wine in there. So just a minute. For Sephardim, also bano, you're doing it because you have kavona for the hano. It's manufactured for the hano. Sephardim have no way. It's asur. Ashkenazi, it would be a great loss. I don't know what the great loss is. We were doing fine without it, you know. Otherwise, it's a loss. What's the great loss? Oh, but Bechalev, if Ashkenazi have a great loss, so then he would mutter without a hechsher. But you have to give it a hechsher. Anyway, so that's as far as that. But the truth is, another big problem, even worse. Also, not only Ainesa problems, also Chelev problems. What's the problem? Bechelev only also Bachilo mutter Bano. What's the problem? A great problem. I'll explain. Cigarettes. Once upon a time, they used to take the tobacco leaves of cigarettes, soak it in goyishe wine, dry it up, and when people smoke, so it used to help the smoke in some way. Lamaisa was a machlekes apoiskim on these cigarettes. Okay. Ober, there's a great difference between cigarettes to these things, to electric cigarettes and hookies, all these things. There's a great difference. Cigarettes is a dry thing. It's dry tobacco leaves, number one. Number two, what you do with it, you burn it. And when it finishes getting burned, out comes some smoke. And people, I guess they want to make some melechet tzovea to get the lungs black or some kind. They pull in smoke. The Maror Tzia in Reish Yud, he uses sharp words. The people are coming to, then they thought it was healthy, and the Maror Tzia, the Yavetz, Maror Tzia, uses words of people, what they're putting into the stomachs, you know. So it was dry. It was burnt. What you pull into your body is a bunch of smoke. And therefore, lemaise, no one used to ever have any hechshon cigarettes. It was fine. When you're talking about here, it's something a bit different. There's a bottle of liquid. The liquid is a liquid. What you're pulling in is moist. Liquid slowly but surely is finishing up. A half-finished bottle, more than a half-finished. You're taking liquid and you're taking the moist, the steam or whatever is being is being pulled into your body. It's a bit different over here. So what is this called? Zeya? It's called sweat. What's it in a Zeya? Zeya, we see in Simon Sadibez Yoradeya a few times. Zeya is considered a mashke. Zeya is considered a mashke. That was the whole problem, the tuna fish that they had in America, that some Echsherim were using steam machines, steam, plain steam, to cook up the tuna. And it was the whole Shaila, Bishal Akum, and steam, but it was getting cooked. It's a whole different thing. Steam is A, smoke is B, nothing to do with each other. The cigarettes is smoke. Here it's a question of a liquid, which is slowly but surely going into you. You don't feel it. I spoke to someone that I saw for 2 hours straight. He had one of these electric cigarettes. He wasn't snapping. Oh, it's Mala Ocean. It's Mala Ocean Kol Shehu, you know. It's all over. The whole, for 2 hours, the whole place is Mala Ocean. It was a steam all over him with his electric cigarettes. So the whole time he was pulling it in, pulling it in. I asked him, could you please explain me, is there any liquid over here? He said, to tell you the truth, I feel a very strong cherry taste, whatever. But some once in a while, I get mamish from the liquid, goes on my lips, mamish like a drop. It's like very concentrated petal. I don't know what's happening in America.
Syrup.
What's it called?
Syrup.
Syrup. So yeah, thick syrup of some kind. It goes out and it doesn't taste good. It's so such a strong taste. It's too strong. But mommy sometimes he says once in a while because he's using it a lot, especially when it gets older. The thing it's not new, so gives out too much. But lemaisa, it's a different material. It's not a question of smoke. It's not. There's something over there more steamy. It's a question. Zeya, we see Mimifeyash and Tzadi Beis a few times. Zeya is called Mamish Iser, as if it's Mamish Iser. So that's the Chefza. The object of steam has a din of Mashke, has a din of like a Mashke. What about the Maise? Pulling in yourself, pulling it in, getting this stuff into you. Is that called a Maise Shtia? The Chefetz, the object of the steam is called, if it's thick steam, is called Mashke. What are pulling into you? Is that called drinking? What is that called? Smelling a smell, machlekes rishonim. When you drink it through your nose, you're smelling. They're going in. Is that called eating? When you're smelling, is that called eating? Machlekes rishonim. Be'alocha resh tezayin sivbeiz paskin mishnebura. It's not called eating. Okay, smelling is not called eating. But what about the steam pulling in the liquid, the vapor, whatever is going into your lungs? So we see in the Chochmas Adam. That's mashma? Yes. Not only it's called a mashke, but it's called that you're drinking. Why? In those times, they used to have candles made out of chalev. And they would take these pipes, a pipe full of tobacco leaves, and they would take it over to the candle of chalev. Chalev you can't eat. Now, if there's a fire and the candle, they would light the pipe, pulling in, making the pipe light under the candle of chalev. Chochmas Adam says you're not allowed to. Why? Because you get so close to the chalev, the tobacco leaves at the end over there next to the fire might get moist from the chalev. You have a candle made out of, not turpentine, but chalev. It's made of chalev. And it's a candle. You take your pipe next to the candle, and you want to turn on, it's so close, the tobacco leaves, you get a bit moist from them. Because the top of the chalev is liquidy, because it got melted from the fire of the candle. So the top over there is liquidy. So the end of the tobacco might get moist. When you're pulling in a moistness at the end, the tobacco leaves at the end of the pipe got moist, and you're pulling that into you. It's not much liquid there. V'im kol zeh, Chochmas Adam says, then it's aser. Muhachin l'chachmas Adam, that the tiny bit of a something of a maybe going through the tobacco leaves, when the end over there maybe got wet from the candle of the chalev, which got wet because of the flame, and the end of the tobacco leaves got a bit wet, and you're pulling in some kind of the vapor of some kind into you, and still Chochmas Adam, that's called drinking. You're not allowed to it. The Chochmas Adam is so concerned about this, says the Chochmas Adam, even you have a big flame, so you put it high up, he says, someone's Yireh Shamayim shouldn't do that because you might get too close and you might pull in the vapor. So you see from the Chochmas Adam, it's a problem. Now, the Morg Tzia in Reish Yud disagrees with the Chochmas Adam, and the Morg Tzia, the Yavetz, the son of the Chacham Tzvi. But the reason is because he says, when you burn the tobacco on top at the end of the pipe, with this fire, it's getting burned. It's being destroyed. It's completely being demolished with the fire. So what are you telling me that you're pulling in the vapor? At first it was destroyed, and after it became ashes, then you're pulling in the vapor. But first it became ashes. Ashes is nothing. It's already bottle mavutl, already became bottle. That's why it disagrees, which means also the Yavetz agrees. If you have delicious vapor, which is not being destroyed by a fire, becoming ashes, it's a good delicious, you see a bottle full of delicious stuff, which you're pulling into yourself as you're going along, it's going into you. And it's not being burned up, it's not being destroyed. So in this case, the Yavetz also would agree it's a problem, based on all this. So let's see. So as far as the hookies, it's really very important to, since someone big from the OU told me, it can have shalas yayin nesach, it can have shalas of chalev, and pulling in is called you're drinking the chalev. It's exactly what Chochmas Adam was talking about. And even the Yavetz only disagrees because of a different reason, which is not Nogea over here. If so, so really you should get with the Hechsher. And they have with the Hechsher. It's very important. And the Hechsherim, I spoke to someone big and someone Hechsher who doesn't give Hechsher. He wanted to learn it from the sugya of the hole on top of the barrel, the bastia. But we see in the Rishonim that it's not a raya, as we explained. Okay, others want to bring a raya for this from smoke, but smoke is also different. It's difficult to be matter without a hechsher. It's those who already do this. It's very important. It's kedai to get with the hechsher, even though it costs another couple of pennies. Now, but what about the electric cigarettes? That's really a lot of people are using electric cigarettes. What? What? No. It has, they say, a tiny, tiny, tiny part of a percent of some alcohol that might be coming from yain. But there's so many fakes over there. So about the yain and the lighter cigarettes, forget it. It's beseder. Open Shabbos Mechas Yitzchak, that when you have a small, tiny percentage of a maybe with fakes, for sure not the words. I'm not worried about the yain. But the problem is the glycerin. It's heavily, heavily full of glycerin. And the glycerin, a lot of times, is made out of a balchai. Which heksher? The heksher Muhammad or something, you know. Nevela, absolutely. It's coming from the goyim. It's goyish nevelis, this glycerin. Elevos. And elevos, maybe it's a bottle. A tiny bit is a bottle. No. The glycerin, I spoke to someone big in the OU. He told me the metzias. I don't work in heksher, so... I don't know, so I have to ask someone that's big in the Hashem who knows the practicalities of the thing. He tells me, glycerin has a sweetness to it. And it helps taking all the different, blending all the tastes over there, put together, to make it really delicious. You can't say bottle, a thing that's made for taste, and it gives you taste, and it's making everything delicious. You can't say it's bottle. Look at a bottle. It's the most delicious part, it sounds like. You know, making everything become delicious. So it's bottle, it's not. But... the big savior on these things, what is the big savior? The big savior is like this. That one choshave person in a certain choshave hechsher here in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to say which one, because he's the only one that I found that says this metzias. So I don't know if others say the metzias different. He claims the glycerin is made out of plants for this thing, not out of balachayim. Not out of balichaim, out of nevelis. That the glycerin is made only out of plants. Made out of plants, the glycerin is not treif. And that's why he claims you don't need a hechsher on the electric cigarettes, because the biggest problem is the problem of the glycerin. And the glycerin, he claims, usually, not always, but usually is made out of plants. And that's why he wants to say you don't need a hechsher. Okay? Now, the bedatz, Ramosha Sternbuch and the Bedatz say there's no way to prove that. We're talking about Chanavis Isurin Mikra Adin. There's no way to prove that. You can't find, there's different kinds of ways of making glycerin, different places in the world, for different things that make the different kind of, some glycerin is yes made of Balachayim, some not. Someone else from Choshev Hechsher also told me it's hard to find this out. So, since someone that's not in the Hechsher, it's a bit difficult to say. Look, there are those that claim that the majority is from plants. Okay, I respect them very much. But there are those that say they can't really find this out well. To be sure, you're right. So, it's a bit stuck. And therefore, it's very smart, if possible, to get with a hechsher. But you should know, usually all over the world, they don't have a hechsher. The raya from Bastia is not a raya that they will make. The raya from the smoke of cigarettes is not a raya. But if they claim the metzias is, it's coming from plants, not balichaim, that I hear. But there's the arguments in the different hechsherim in the metzias. So it's, if you're able to get a hechsher, it's smart, proper, to make sure you want everything to be as kosher as could just be, if only possible. Those that don't, I understand them, because choshev people, some people say they proved it well enough at the majority, and halacha achar harov. Okay, so we understand the two things, but you understand it's better, if possible, to get with a hechsher. Okay, so this is as far as these different things. Now, the truth is that there's problems, if you still have no, except for these kind of problems, is other kinds of Yisur Hanna. And that is that There's isa also making memkar, making business, and other things with wine. Now, things that have wine in them, and it's not bottled, it's a problem to make business with it. If so, so you have another big problem. Problem is like this. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, says the Rambam, that yain, things which are problem of goyish wine, not only is also to drink, not only is also mekech hamemka, making business with it, but also, says the Rambam, if you want to buy the goy's heart to do you a good job or something, so you want to give the goy a present, a bottle of wine, it's also a problem. Okay, so, if so, I'll tell you a shayla once over here, years ago, after Yachakala, someone asked me a shayla, and the same thing is also with the wine. The shayla he asked was very interesting shayla. He says he has a bunch of goyisha workers. He wants the workers to feel they're appreciated, they should work hard. How's he going to do it? So he said he takes his credit card once in a while, he gives one to goyim, go buy everyone a pizza. Okay, vakasha. And they feel appreciated. They get a pizza. They feel appreciated. Very nice. But the shayla is like this. A lot of time, not always, the goyim buy such a goyisha pizza. What's so goyish about it? It has fleishika pieces of hot dog, of nevelis, together with melted yellow cheese all over the pizza. Which means, basa b'chalav, which is also bana, basa b'chalav, what do you do now? Basa b'chalav. So you have a problem with basa b'chalav. It's really a big problem. Basa b'chalav, and iso bana, and he gives them. He said, am I allowed to do this? Because I know the good chances they're going to buy themselves a pizza. And a pizza might be basa b'chalav. And because of the pizza, they're working better. So maybe I'm getting hana. The Rambam said, I can't get a present to make it work better than with Isur hana. How am I giving my credit card when they're buying a basa b'chalav isur hana of a pizza? It makes it work better. So I tell you the truth. This shayla is the easy one. I don't think there's anything wrong. Because the goy is not going to work any better just because this time his friend decided to buy the basa b'chalav kind with the hot dogs mixed with the yellow cheese. He's not going to work better when his friend brought the kind of pizza with the hot dogs with the yellow cheese instead of the yellow cheese without the hot dogs. It's not going to work any better. Your enjoyment is the fact that he gave him the credit card to buy what he wants, not from the thing itself. So over there for sure is not called Yisra Hanoh. You have no Hanoh from the basa b'chalav shaboy. Well, what about the etzim shayla? Is there any problem to do this kind of a thing or not? Lemaise, so there's a Shulchan Aruch that says like this, in Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, what's the halacha? When a person made up at the store, he says, listen, I'm giving you money, take money by you, I'm going to send my workers once in a while, you should give them money, and deduct from the cheshbon. Make a cheshbon how much, I give you $100, each time they buy a pizza, deduct from the $100, and I already gave you the money, and each time deduct, tell when it's finished, I'll give you some more money. That's one case. Another case is, the goy already ate up his pizza, or the aynesach, whatever, and after it's all done, then after all that, then you go to pay him. Now, if after you finished eating it all up, you go to pay him, so it never was your Isur Hanov, it never was your pizza, it was never your bottle of wine. It never belonged to you. It never was Jewish wine. The Jew never had bitus of his own of wine, and he has to give over, and he's giving over to the Jewish wine. He never owned the bottle of wine. If the Jew will buy a bottle of wine, and it belongs to him. And then he's going to tell the goy, listen, you want to drink something? You part him. He's starting shyless because the Jew it belongs to him. And once it goes from the goyish cup, and in some cases could become shyless of Yai Nesach, so then it's called he's having Yisrael. No. But Masha'en Kain, when it never belonged to the Jew, nothing, just the goy drank, and afterwards you only paid up the chayiv, you paid up the bill. So that's Beseder. Comes the Prichadosh, another Achayinim, say, what's the halacha? Not the two extremes of Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, not that first he put down money by the storekeeper, and then he goes to drink up. And not that first he drank up, and then you put down the money. Neither extreme. But what, yeah? Pashit, right now, there's wine right now, he's going to buy the bottle right now, he's going to pay right now, everything is right now. B'cholish is mistapek, is a mutter or not for a Jew to do it? We see in the Rambam, you're not allowed to enjoy. When you have the wine, you're enjoying, because he's going to work better now, you're giving the wife enjoyment. Oh, what's the halacha? Not first he drank and then he paid the money, not first the money and then he paid. Ella, he pashit, you bought the bottle, it's all now. B'cholish mistapek, dakichuv is mistapek. If so, this mitzvah, I understand, some businessmen have a lot of going working for them. They give them presents, different treats, pizzas, bottles of wine, all the kind of things to make them work better. It's not so poshut. So what are you supposed to do? He wants to give them the treat. He wants that they should feel appreciated and they should work better. But how does he do it? In what way? So nowadays, a thing called a credit card. And the credit card, actually, you're not paying. It's the Goyish credit card company which is actually paying the storekeeper to give the Goyish workers the bottle of wine. And you're going to pay up the Goyish credit company. Here for sure is mutter. Because it never had a shaykh to you in any way. What? Absolutely. But you have nothing, you never had any bialis of any kind. Even according to the Rashba, that the Taz brings in Hechas Ribis, that the Orev is as if he got the money and this and that. Here it's not in the game, because Lemaise, this bottle of wine, you have no shaykhs to whatsoever. Lemaise, you only have to pay it. Your Orev, you have to pay up at the credit company. You never had a muzik of a bialis of any kind in the wine. There's no shaykhs of bialis in the wine to you in any way. Therefore, since usually what you do is you're giving them the credit card and they're going to use it, so usually there's no shyness at all of Yisur HaNon this. And therefore, whether it's a pizza and they buy it themselves, a bosa b'chol kind of a pizza, and whether it's a shayla of the wine and they buy for themselves the wine, so by the credit company, so it's a lanius night, there's no problem, it's beseder. Masha'en ken, what? Besaydir, but it only the you see over there in the Nesekem the Shulchan Aruch, the problem only starts when some kind of way it's as if it belonged to you in some way. The credit card, it's not trying to say the credit card it belonged to you as if it belonged to you in any way whatsoever. Okay. What? I'm glad that you use a credit card. It's Moglat. Right. So if you tell the guy just buy what you want with it and do what you want, so merely you have no hano whatsoever, because you have no shaykhs in the musig with the yisurah no, basa b'cholov, or wine, or whatever it is. It's no shaykhs in the whole thing. Okay, so I just want to make sure everything's clear, summarize in two words what we saw over here. Number one, we saw that by Sfardim, isu hano yai nesach is absolute. Ashkenazim, if it's a makam hefzid, so the Ashkenazim have a heter. Number one. Number two, we saw as far as the whole suga bastiha, we saw from this a couple of yesaidas of kulas, which is not enough in most cases. Which is number one, if the thing is manufactured for hana of the smelling or the taste, or you have kavana for the smelling or the taste, then it's a problem. If not, not. And therefore, even though bastiha is mutter, but all these other kind of things, so it's a problem, because it's manufactured in order to enjoy. Plus, also, you have kavana to enjoy, and therefore, so it's a problem. Number two. Number three, we saw, as far as the hooky things, really, it's not very naturedic, and so on, everything else. But it's not matim. It's not. Over. If those that do it, it's important and kedai to have with the hechsher. As far as the electric cigarettes, so we saw that as the electric cigarettes, so there's different hechsherim, different things. If you could, so it's kedai. Like Moshe Shtermuch says, you must have a hechsher. A lot of big poskim in Israel all say that you must have a hechsher. It's very kedai. If you could go with the hechsher, it's very kedai. Although you can understand those that say, well, you don't need a hechsher, you can understand them. But whoever could, it's very important. As far as the bottle of wine, so once you give a credit card, there's no shiloh whatsoever. Or else you say, just buy what you want. You don't care if it's a bottle of wine or something else. So also, it's a beseder. I just want to say a few words before finishing about the oilam over here. That the Gemara says, and the brachas. I always say this, different yachikals, wherever I speak, it's a very important point. The Gemara says, the end of Brachas, that some people have a special title and no one else in the world has. Some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a special title that no one else has. And that is someone that goes from one country to the other country just because he wants to learn Torah. He should know Hashem gives him a name, and it's neshama. The name is called Mevakshi Hashem, the searchers of Hashem. Whoever came, whoever's here, whoever didn't come, stay in the States. The difference between the two is a tremendous difference. Whoever came here, Hashem says, each and every one here, Hashem himself gave him the title, Mevakshi Hashem. This is going to be with you, not only 120 years over here, after 120, in Gan Eden, you have a special title and no one else is going to have, Mevakshi Hashem, number one. Number two, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Mechabdai Achabed, who gets covered? Who does Hashem give covered to? Hashem gives covered to someone that honors him. It's a tremendous covered. Actually, people over here showed that they honor Hashem. They just learned Torah for a couple of days. They're willing to go from one end of the world to the next. Ein lecha covered godel mizeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his Torah. And Hashem promised, He's going to honor you. You know what that means? It's not as if the stipler promised you. It's not as if Moshe Feinstein promised you he's going to honor you. Hashem promised you. Number two. Number three, since it's a great problem, the generation, the young generation, not everyone's continuing, I always say this, wherever I speak in the Yachikalas, you should know, this is a heretimtza. When you leave one country, going to the next, you come back, the children and the grandchildren will ask, Tati, Zaidi, where were you? I went to a different country because I want to learn Torah. They see the importance of it. And Rav Moshe says in Tshuva, the way to have a success in bringing up your children is not by giving them Musar and giving on the head why you're not besaid about this, not besaid about that. Ella, when they see it's really important for you, open Rav Moshe Feinstein. This makes success. When your children see that the Torah is really important for you, so this makes them have importance for Torah. Open Rav Moshe. Hashem should help all of us together. I see I try to squeeze thing a little bit quicker because I see I have 2 minutes left yet. But Hashem should help each and every one of you. Have all the best. Nachas and Simchas. See you, Yeshua. Amen.